definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's happening? Good Tuesday morning and welcome onto the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Powered by Happy State Bank. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Another crazy day to start things off here this morning from the First United Bank studio. We will have a lot to get into. We'll have a lot for you to react to, so you can do so on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app and at 107thescore.com. The fresh news from actually last night, but kind of becoming more public this morning, is that Mike Leach has died at the age of 61, former Red Raider head coach and beloved head coach here at Texas Tech. Suddenly died from heart issues after what was reported as a massive heart attack over the weekend. So, terrible news. We'll spend a lot of time on Coach Leach. It's kind of one of those reflection memory type of days that we'll take yours, your favorite Leach moments. The impact that he had on the game is endless. When you look at high school, college, and even pro level, It's hard to find, and this was a tweet from B.J. Simmons yesterday too, but It's hard to look anywhere and not see Mike Leach's fingerprints on the game of football and just about any game you watch now. And I don't know that there's been a more impactful person in the game of football that is that widespread than Mike Leach and what he's done. Because you think about it, before the Leach days, and I'm just talking about on the field, the quotes are countless and endless too, off the field, and the personality is as unique as it comes. But on the field, it's crazy to see that kind of impact, because before that, it was, you were very unique if you were even in the shotgun, for the most part. That was a pretty new thing.
Just dial up a game in the mid-90s.
Yeah, exactly. But then,
that's all you got to do, and you'll see cross buck, counter pitch, double tight, triple tight, one wide, and then all of a sudden the game changed.
So much. And one man, it wasn't just one man, but he was one of the biggest parts of changing the game. They took what was originally Hal Mumme's offense and just exploded it across the country. And it started here at Texas Tech. So, amazing impact by one of the most unique people that you'll ever hear from or meet. But very sad news to see that he has passed at the age of 61. Very young. Very young to see him gone. And continue to keep his family in your prayers, because this is such a sudden death that those are never easy to
The thing that's eye-opening for me is some of the things that you and Jamie were hitting on the morning drive with just things he'd recently done, folding up the chairs. Don't forget, I think at the start of last week we had the guy that transferred that said, because Coach Leach doesn't think I'm tough enough,
that was, yeah,
wants me to leave, and we
that
were all getting
week.
A chuckle about that. So there are things that are fresh on your mind that were like, hey, that seems like yesterday, and he's gone today. And even though we had a day and a half, 2 days to kind of know what was going down, it still doesn't make it any easier.
No, it doesn't
pad it at all. And just sad, man. It's just not – life ain't fair, that's for sure.
Not at all. I mean, but it is life, and
Yeah.
Again, we'll take your thoughts, your comments, your favorite stories, your favorite moments from the Leach era. All of it welcome here on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. And I'm not one of those guys that's like, oh, when someone dies, you need to immortalize them even more. I would have said this before he died. I would have said, at some point, that guy's name needs to be on the side of the building. He's there with the greats of your football program. I don't care about the issues that you've had, because there were definite issues. There were things where Leach didn't, I mean, he was looking for other jobs, and you tell your bosses things you're not supposed to tell them and all sorts of things that happen like that. In terms of what he did on the football field, the impact he had, he absolutely should be in that conversation for Ring of Honor. And I think ultimately you'll see his name up there. I think Texas Tech will do that. But hopefully that's able to get done sometime soon. In
have
his
you
honor.
Put that question? I know you haven't been on very long, but have you put that question out to the chat line?
No, we should. Do you think?
I'd like to hear from the people on this one.
Yeah, do you think that Mike Leach should be in Texas Tech's Ring of Honor? Pretty simple one there. If you want to chime in on that on the Yates Flooring Center chat line, we will talk a bunch of Mike Leach today. We got a basketball game to talk about. That's tonight. Red Raiders and Eastern
Washington. Had a coach
Washington.
Show last night.
That's right.
Davion Harmon did really well, and I knew he would. But
yeah,
he was excellent to talk to, and got to talk to Al Pinkins for a little bit, Mark Adams a bunch, and it'll be interesting to see what it looks like without Bacho tonight.
Yeah. Is it for sure without Bacho? I know he said 50-50 in to the media yesterday.
I would be surprised if he played.
Okay. Yeah, when he spoke to the media, he said 50-50, but
yeah,
kind of indicated that.
When you hear boot and that kind of stuff, and I know Jalen Tyson was in it. I mean, but Jalen came over and told me, he's like, I'm fine. So maybe Bacho will do the same thing tonight. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's the case. So, yeah, but he was in a boot last week. But we'll talk some basketball. And coming up, Hax will give us a little preview of what to expect from Eastern Washington.
I had already forgotten that we played them last year. I swear to you, if you'd have said yesterday, hey, did we play those guys last year? I don't know.
I'm like sitting here thinking,
it's a hole in my memory for sure. And it was a day game.
Really?
So
this would have been late December sometime, right?
It was December.
Because the day
game. Around Christmas.
Yeah, you always. Oh, okay.
It was 3 days before Christmas.
Because I didn't go to that one because it was around
78-46 at 1 o'clock. Those games are forgettable.
They are because the crowd's usually pretty mum. It's,
I mean, Austin Temperman got to play in the game. And also, Sadar Calhoun got to play in the game.
I think I actually do remember it just because now you mentioned Austin Temperman's name. I forgot about that. Holy cow. So we'll talk some basketball. We've got, of course, well, some good news for the Dallas Cowboys. We'll fill you in on some of that.
Huge. I mean, the defense for Texas Tech.
That's massive news.
Just keeps getting great news where across the country, there's not a whole lot of news like this.
Oh.
It's, I'm going to try and play professional football or I'm unhappy. I'm going to go spend my last year at a place I think is bigger and better and the grass is greener. And all, for the most part, Texas Tech has had is unbelievable news. You get a corner like a Dunlap. I mean, it's just massive with his size. I thought he was one of your better players this year.
Mm-hmm.
And huge.
The expectations, I think, for next year are ratcheting up with every addition, if you want to call it that, or every player that announces that they're coming back. Man, I'm like, man, next year's looking good. Looking good. All of that and still some more Beard news from the time we left you yesterday. Chris Beard, some news on that. We'll get to it coming up with the headlines next and what you need to know. It's the end of the bench till noon today on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Time for a few headlines for you. It's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com alongside the Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. You'll hear the Jeff Haxton on the call tonight. Clark edition again?
Yes.
This evening? Clark Lammert along with Hax as the Texas Tech Red Raider basketball team on the court. This is following finals break. No games over the weekend. Red Raiders taking on the Eastern Washington Eagles, as they will play at 7 o'clock this evening at United Supermarkets Arena. You'll be able to take in that game starting at 6 over on Double T 97.3. Eastern Washington. You know, I sat here almost a week ago, 6 days ago, and said, Nichols is another one of those teams in December you shouldn't have to worry about. And I'm going off Vegas lines here because they're smarter than me. I sit here and go off a Vegas line again, Hex, where I'm like, this is another team you shouldn't have to worry about. But I said that a week ago and ate the words a little bit. So,
how'd they taste?
Not too good after. But they won, so still digestible. Eastern Washington, Red Raiders a 19-point favorite over the Eagles this evening. We'll have Hex break it down a little further for us coming up in a little bit. The Texas Longhorns, after all the news with Chris Beard yesterday, survived a bit of a scare of their own as they beat Rice 87-81 in overtime. That one was a...
Did you see the post-game celebration in the locker room?
No,
Texas?
I didn't. Was there one?
You need to watch it during the break and get your thoughts.
Okay, I saw that they did not... The players didn't stick around for the Eyes of Texas song, and that's they normally do.
Right.
And you know what? I'm not going to trash on players at all.
Yeah.
Having to go through this situation, it's not a normal situation. Again, this isn't a time to make fun of Texas. It's just such a bad situation all around. So I'm curious what that looks like. But the players, they looked like they were going through stuff last night. And they survived it. They got away with one against Rice, 87-81.
25-point favorites.
Last night, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's bigger than even the Nichols line from a week ago for Texas Tech. Red Raiders, Eastern Washington tonight. In case you missed the updates on the Chris Beard story yesterday, Beard officially suspended by Texas like 90 minutes before the game, I think, was when the suspension came down.
It was about 5:30 when that came down. We were 30 minutes from showtime.
Yeah.
When I heard suspension, no pay.
Yeah, suspension without pay, and they put the until further notice tag on it. The part that seems so out of place on this is the lawyer statement that you read yesterday during the show. Because I get you're defending your client, but man, it's just so far out there based off of the affidavit, based off of some.
Did you read the affidavit?
I did read the affidavit.
It got out there last night.
Yeah, affidavit includes all sorts of things like the choking that was
biting,
bruises down the legs, throwing off the bed. There's
scratches on the bed.
There's so many nasty things within it. I still just look at all this and I can't imagine how he survives this. Whether fiance presses charges, which by the way, the whole boyfriend story was some UT guy on a message board making stuff up.
Yep.
It was fiance.
It was clear as day.
It had to be. And and
if you know anything about the situation, it was clear as day.
Yeah. So, all of it. I still cannot picture he survived.
Listen,
this.
We tend to kind of put numbers on everything. At least I do. I'd say it's 95% he never coaches at Texas again.
I agree. And it's still sad that 5% is even out there. Unless there's lies. And if it's 100% lies, which I don't see how it could be, but if it is 100% lies, then she deserves to be in jail.
Yeah, she needs to go, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that kind of thing.
That'd be tough to fabricate.
It would be. But so... Anyway, that's the latest.
But you do have Arterio Morris, who's playing on the team with a misdemeanor, I think, battery of a family member.
Same storyline, but different situation, and not a felony. His was a misdemeanor. So, not excusing it at all. But Chris Beard, suspended until further notice, is the latest within the story. Did you see him in the stripes, too, yesterday?
Yeah.
I don't even know how you get away from that. Like, pictures of you in literal stripes. It's not even an orange jumpsuit like normal people. It's,
You know, it's crazy, too, that I didn't even know that existed. but you can view all of those, I guess, mini hearings in front of a judge. On a YouTube channel, on whatever the Texas website is.
That was Travis County's
website. Travis County's website. I'm like, I had no idea.
I didn't know that was a thing until people posted on social media. Great news for the Dallas Cowboys. Well, I don't know if it's great news. I look at it as great
after
news.
After the Steel news.
Well, I look at this as great news, Hex, because
any
I
news
feel like
good
it,
news.
It keeps Odell Beckham Jr. further away.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the report that Tyron Smith's going to be back.
No, that's good news, too. Yeah, that's great news.
I was talking about that because of your loss of Terrence Steele.
Yeah, you need Tyron Smith back now with Terrence Steele being out. But I was talking about T.Y. Hilton. So two pieces of good news for the Cowboys. Cowboys have signed T.Y. Hilton, veteran receiver, to a contract through the end of the season, guaranteed $600,000, additional $50,000 per any game he suits up, essentially. So that's a nice little contract for T.Y. Hilton. But hopefully he can help add that third receiver piece that you've been looking for. Other great news out there. Malik Dunlap announced he is returning as a Red Raider next season. We haven't. I guess the last one we're really waiting to hear from is Rashad Williams. We've heard from your two interior defensive linemen. We've heard from Malik Dunlap. Now it's like, okay, Rashad, your turn. And I think I would expect to hear some news probably in the positive a little bit later this week. Bad news for the Cliff Kingsbury-led Cardinals. They lose the game 27-13, but Kyler Murray gets knocked out. He wasn't knocked out. He non-contact injury.
Turf monster.
Three plays into the game. Look. You assume they're ACL from the looks of it. They'll know stuff officially today, but that's the fear for Cardinals fans is that Kyler Murray will be out with an ACL injury, and Kingsbury and the Cards lose again 4-9 on the season. That one, the train's heading in the wrong direction. And good news for Texas Tech. Don't talk a lot of recruiting here, but quarterbacks get a lot of attention, so brand new quarterback commit for the 2024 class. Will Hammond has committed from the Hutto Hippos to Texas Tech University for the 2024 class. So there you go. Get your quarterback for that class. Bring us your thoughts, your comments, your questions. Of course, the news of the morning, in case you haven't. If you're just joining us or haven't seen it, Mike Leach has passed away at the age of 61. He's graduated. Who used that the other day? That it's one of the tennis players that used the... Have you ever heard that term?
Mm-mm.
Graduated. Okay. I hadn't before the other day. Agassiz said it about to someone. So, Leach, this is pretty sudden. Mississippi State family, very sad. Texas Tech family, very sad. And, of course, his actual family. We will keep them in our thoughts and prayers. Lots of you chiming in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Immediate reaction, all yeses from whether he belongs in the Ring of Honor. Not surprised by that at all. I mean, he's your best coach in the history of your program. He's taking you heights you've never been to. Hopefully you surpass those heights in the near future, but as of right now, he's it. Whole lot on the chat line. We'll read some of yours coming up in a little bit. Take a look at the calendar as well and talk some Leach, talk some basketball on the other side of that. It is the End of the Bench. Hanging with you till noon on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks so much for hanging with us on a Tuesday. It is the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Our Tiers of 12 coming up 15 minutes from now. You feel like you know the Big 12 Conference right now?
Not at all. No.
I feel like the news yesterday affects it, right?
Oh, sure.
I mean, big time.
Yeah.
I don't know how much, but it's going to affect it somehow. You could see that on the court last night. Now, it doesn't mean they can't rally, but Yeah, Tears of 12 should be pretty interesting looking at that in a moment. Where do the Red Raiders come in the mix for the Big 12 standings as we see them? I mean, conference play starts...
just over 2 weeks.
Yeah, a little over 2 weeks. No, not very long at all. Lots of reaction. Comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line.
Craig James taking a beating on Twitter today.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is there a particular reason?
I don't know. He's trending.
Does it have to do with Leach, I assume? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, then. Let's see. Getting back to... sorry, I'm trying to catch up on some of these Leach thoughts. Very sad news. This is from Steven on a brighter note. Looking forward to Hacks and little crouton calling baseball. That's not very far away either.
I know.
Baseball season is roughly 2 months away. Is that right?
Yeah.
It is just over 2 months from Tech baseball getting underway. Holy cow.
It's entered my mind.
My favorite Coach Leach interview, we had just lost to Texas, and he compared the officials in that game to half-baked eggs. I think that was the 2006 Texas game. I think that was the one. Officials were pretty rough in that one.
Dude, they had a little twister in Grapevine today.
I had not seen that.
Just now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Sorry. That was...
no, you're good.
Just watching this thing cross 114 in Grapevine.
Mm-hmm. Everybody good?
Yeah, I think so. It's caused some damage, but near Baylor Hospital.
Wow. Viva 73 says, Choice, one of these days when I meet you for the first time, I'll tell you exactly why I don't like Cliff Kingsbury. Okay. That does not change the fact that I think that Coach Leach is the best coach we've ever had at Texas Tech. There will never be a greater weather forecast than the one Coach gave on KMac, RIP Pirate. Yeah, if y'all have you seen that one
now
on YouTube?
Correct me if I'm wrong. That's pre-Twitter, right?
That's pre-Twitter, yeah. I think all of Coach Leach here was pre-Twitter. 2009 was his
that
last
thing
year.
Went viral before there was a word for going viral.
Uh-huh.
I mean, everybody saw that thing, and
it was amazing,
awesome.
Yeah, that went viral through MySpace. I've already had tears at my desk twice this morning. A whole lot of people saying yes, he absolutely belongs in the Ring of Honor. Yes, belongs. 100% belongs in the ring. Yes, it's not even a question. I honestly believe as well it should be a good look to pay the 2.5 to the family and end this on the right terms. Maybe set up a Mike Leach scholarship fund. He belongs in there. That's from South Texas Ambassador Preston. I don't know about all that, but belonging in the Ring of Honor is a whole nother thing.
Has there been
thing.
Anybody say no?
No one that I've seen, no. Shelly says, Creighton lost again. They did.
What we were happening? Bashing the Blue Jays in the break, Shelly. Yep.
What is happening? They're 6-5 now.
6-5.
Arizona State won, and they're 9-1, and they lost to Texas
Southern.
So the whole theory of transitive properties is a load of crap once again today.
I think they're without the big 7-footer, and
he dominated in the Tech game. So
Kalkbrenner. And
that would have been
still,
nice to play him without
We're playing without Fardaws. I mean, come on. Which the update on him was good last night.
Oh, let's see. Why in the world did UT take so long to suspend Beard? It's from Chris the Dasher. Well, he took so long to get out of jail. I guess that probably had
he got out of jail about dinner time, didn't he? Or something?
I think it was 4 o'clock when he was getting out of jail. So an hour and a half later. Probably enough time for him to get to Chris Del Conte's office is probably.
Did you see who the getaway driver was?
Ogden.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ogden. 100% that he never coaches basketball again if all this is true.
Who bites somebody?
I'm not going to go there. A three-year-old. I mean, isn't that the stuff?
A three-year-old at daycare.
At daycare, yeah. That's the stuff. It's like, oh, yeah. It's So-and-so bit no. so-and-so. I need you to sign this.
And that happens all the time.
Right. That's literally, yeah.
And hopefully it just happens one time and lessons are learned and you don't ever do it again.
Right. But there's always the one biter in the class, though.
Oh, yeah. There's always one.
The one that, like, continually bites.
Like, oh, great. More bite marks.
Let's see. Keep them coming on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. My favorite Coach Leach story was when he was in New York and wanted to meet Donald Trump. So he just walked into Trump Tower. Then the next week, Trump introduced the football team. The 2008 Texas game was the one where, if you go back and watch that game on YouTube, I think the whole thing's on YouTube.
Oh, it is.
Donald Trump is the one who is introducing the football team. And this was pre-all political Donald Trump, all that. It's so funny because I got back to Trump that Leach was trying to meet him. And oh, it's amazing. I don't know if he actually did meet him or not. I think he called him his friend in that. Mike Leach's friend. Yeah.
What's his friend? My good friend. That seems like something he would do. Like, sign says Trump. I'm gonna go find him.
I think Trump is the one that called Leach's friend. I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch. Raiders dad said, will he be able to get in before Kent Hance takes the long nap? Look, Kent Hance is a powerful guy. Had a lot of good years at Texas Tech. But I think Cody Campbell has more pull now. And Cody Campbell played for Coach Leach, has a lot of good memories of Coach Leach. So if Cody Campbell... You know, he's not the one that makes all these decisions. But if Cody Campbell wants Coach Leach in, then there will be a push for it. We'll say that in the Ring of Honor. All right, let's still plenty more on the chat line. We'll get to plenty more of that. Let's go ahead and take a quick look at today's calendar. Hacks today is Tuesday, December the 13th. In the year of our Lord 2022. Happy National Day of the Horse. When is the last time you mounted a horse?
It would have been age 7.
Oh, wow. Okay. If you had an opportunity to ride a horse like this summer, would you do it?
No.
You have no desire?
No.
Even watching Yellowstone doesn't make you want to just hop on one? Okay. I'm sure horse riding in America is up because of Yellowstone. There's a lot more people that have attempted to or rode horses for the first time. That show is...
Yellowstone single-handedly saved the tourism industry for horses.
For horses. It's National Violin Day.
I have never played a violin, no.
I have. I have one. I do play. That's been on the shelf for a while, but I have ability to play. You don't believe me?
No.
100%. Yeah, I can play. It's real. You don't believe me?
If you lose, one of the tiny little punishments is you have to play the violin for us.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to play us the ditty.
Okay, I'll play fiddle. Orange Blossom Special. Johnny Cash. Maybe. I haven't played that one in a long time. I have not picked it up. It would take some practicing before I played with you guys. Because I broke, the last time I was practicing on it, or playing around on it, I broke the bridge, which is the part that holds the strings up. I don't know how I broke it, but it just snapped. And it was when I was tightening the strings. Okay, Ice Cream Day. Nash, that doesn't fit in December. I don't know who's putting Ice Cream Day in December.
Because there's like 15 ice cream days.
National Cocoa Day. That fits in December.
Yeah.
And Jamie Foxx has a birthday today. Favorite Jamie Foxx movie?
Booty Call.
I've never seen said movie. What's the one with the driver where he's the crazy dude? Is it called Driver? It may be called Driver. I don't know. Jamie Foxx is 55 today. Dick Van Dyke. He's still kicking. Any guess on his age?
93.
97. So we had Bob Barker turn 99 yesterday. Dick Van Dyke, 97. Steve Buscemi, 65. He's getting the discount.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Glad to be with you on a Tuesday. It is the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White across the way handling us as usual. Keep your thoughts, your comments, your questions all coming on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Some comments from you regarding Chris Beard. Some comments on Coach Leach.
What's your biggest sports regret?
That's a loaded, random question.
Playing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess it's hard to regret something that you have no impact on.
I wish we could have beat the Sooners in 2008.
That would have been my biggest regret.
Yeah.
Come on, Leach. Biggest playing regret.
There's a hole in your heart because of...
I didn't charge the mound the last game of my career that Parker Bridwell hit me for the third time that season. I know, I don't know if... Like, we were losing, and it was playoff, and, like, we weren't going to win that game, but there was still a slight chance. I think it was sixth inning, so we could have rallied.
He just says to waylay you, huh?
He hit me in the back.
Lit you up, huh?
He played pro baseball, too. I mean, for a good little while. Pitched for the Angels and the Orioles. But Parker Bridwell planted one in my back for the third time that season. And it crossed my mind. I'm like, golly, all I do when I face this guy is get hit. And I'm like, oh.
Not get a hit. Get hit.
And I considered it. So my very last plate appearance in high school, I considered that. Biggest regret was something another baseball one, but couldn't throw a strike one day. Never got to pitch again. I was a pretty good pitcher. And my coach and I didn't see eye to eye my senior year. Different coach from my junior year. Had one day where I just, you know, you just didn't have it. Could not find the zone. And it never got to pitch again. So, biggest regret is even going on the mound that day. Thanks for bringing that up, Hax. You? What's yours?
Mine's...
You're sitting there thinking about it, apparently.
No, I'm watching these old high school football games.
Oh, okay.
Not being able to run out of the tunnel and hit somebody on a Friday night.
Okay. Yeah, I do regret that, too. I didn't play varsity football.
The only time I played was in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And I don't remember much about that at all. But I think I could have been a pretty good center because it would have been a small school, so I would have been able to hold on. It's not like it could have been a center at a big
but
school.
But y'all didn't have football.
Either. Didn't have
it's
it, period.
Option, right? Yeah, so it's not like...
That's my hole in my heart.
Yeah, Swah. I wish I would have done it. I wish I would have played. I say that. We didn't have very good
watching all these guys.
Football or coaches.
I would have, like my son, I tell him, listen, son, you are huge, okay? You better be ready to put your hand down in the dirt. He said, well, if that's the case, I'm not playing football. Because he wants to be Neon Deion.
You need Jackson to talk to him. Jackson, there's never been a more offensive lineman mindset-setted person than Jackson. Like, I think the question was asked, if you could play any position on take versus take the other day. And Jackson said, I'd still choose left tackle. I'd choose to be a pro left tackle. He's like, I loved being in the trenches. You need to get Jackson in on the donkey if he's going to end up being a...
Well, I'm telling you, I was like, dude, just look at yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go out eventually for football, you're going to be top 5% big kid.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you think they're going to put you, son? And he's like, well, I'm not playing. It's like, well, okay, you might want to get ready to not play.
Speaking of big kids, did you see the kid holding the 12 and under Division I 2022 Youth National Championship Trophy? This guy is supposedly 12 years old. He's got a mustache.
No
He's
way.
He's got a tattoo on his forearm.
No way.
He's supposedly 12 years old. It's like that movie, The Benchwarmers, where he's like, Pedro, I am 12.
This guy's got ink.
I know. It doesn't look like real ink. Look at it. I think it's like
No way. Got a mustache. No way.
I was like, are you kidding me? You kidding me? Yeah. All right. Lots more on the chat line. Choice, a Hereford pitcher hitting you was payback for all the terrible Dumas referees and umpires. Come on. They were terrible to us, too. They were just bad umps. Bad refs. Raiders dead. Definitely no hard feelings there. Choice knows the guy's full name, address, what he drives, totally over it. I don't know his address. I can't remember the last year he played in the league. I think he played for the Angels last, but that was it. So he's probably still in California. Choice, tell the whole story. I bet he plunked you so many times because you ran over their catcher and smashed their ribs into shards. No. That means I had to be on base. Come on,
I was
going
to say, that means that many have to actually get on base and then get all the way around third and be running home.
Choice didn't actually break anyone's clavicle in high school football. I'm shocked. Yeah. Biggest of mine was when SMU ran the kickoff back in the reverse. This from the...
I did have five errors in one playoff game, too, over at third base. Five.
That's a lot. That's quite a few.
I was almost in tears afterwards.
I believe you. One of my roughest games in the field was in Lubbock. We played at Estacado. I think we still won the game, but I had a rough one.
Mine was in Oktaha, Oklahoma.
Oktaha. Sounds like a legit place.
Yeah. It was... No. That was Preston. That was at Preston.
Those are two very different sounding names. Oh, let's see this question. Is beard situation still just allegations, or is there actually proof? This kind of thing's tired. I mean, look, if he's not getting arrested if there isn't probable cause, you should at least have enough of a brain to know that. He's not getting arrested unless there's probable cause, which is a person calling the cops on him, saying he does all these things. So, and I'm sure there are photo proof. There is photo proof of, and you know what? The affidavit says that there are bite marks on said
observed
arm.
This. I thought that bruises. Was incredibly telling to me. It was incredibly telling to say, officer observed.
Yes. So, there you go. It's not just this. She said, he said. It is, yes, there is officer observed stuff. And it doesn't sound like it's just someone out with a vendetta against Chris Beard. This wasn't a Texas Tech officer, to our knowledge. So you can get off your... I've seen that same text, the same type of stuff. This isn't just a fake story out there. And it is probably one that will get Chris Beard fired. Plenty more on Coach Leach. I do want to get some of that coming up in a little bit. Hacks has the highs and lows come your way next. It is the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Get your questions in. Time for Ask the Benchwarmers here on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman, Jackson Frazier. Behind glass, questions for any and all of us are welcome. Best way to do it, Yates Flooring Center chat line. Do that 100.7 The Score mobile app. You can dial us up, 806-771-0973 on the Benchmark hotline, or tweet us at 107 The Score. Handful of questions are in so far, Hacks. A couple of basketball questions. I tuned in late. Did someone say Bacho wasn't playing tonight?
I don't think he will. From what I've been able to glean, I do think he'll be back relatively soon. I think I didn't know anything about Tyson going into last week. Very similar timetables. Monday show, Wednesday game. This is Monday show, Tuesday game. I expect Tyson to be in uniform. Don't know how much they'll use him. I think he'll play. I think he'll start. But that's an assumption on my point, on my part. And then with Bacho, I bet we don't see him dress. That's just a guess.
Okay. And that was the other question, actually, about Jalen Tyson. Would he be out of tonight's game?
No, I think he'll be available. I think he, it's been 6 days since we talked. I mean, I think he'll be ready to go. But so Botch, it's all these ankles, man.
What's the offense look like?
Yeah,
without a Daniel Bacho. I mean, are you going O'Banner at the five? Is Allen your starter in place of Bacho?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Or do you just go really small?
I think you're going to go small with injections of Jennings.
Okay.
Allen, them trading places quite a bit. If the game's going smoothly, if you're if you're up 8 to 12 points, then you can kind of tinker a little bit more. If it's tight, then you're going small, way small.
Let's see.
You'd like to have that cushion and say, "Hey, Robert, go play that five for us and see what you can do tonight." Same thing for KJ. Although at the start of the year, I was told that KJ Allen was projected more as a two or a three, and that he was shooting the ball better. And that's exactly what Adam said last night about KJ. I'm just not sure he can do it as undersized as he is.
Yeah. I don't know either. Bench setters, if you could go back and talk to the 19-year-old versions of yourself, would you tell them to change majors? What did you major in?
Broadcast journalism.
Okay. I don't think so. I enjoy what I do. I've still got goals within this particular field that I want to achieve. But
my question to myself would be, all right, again, it's the same as it is now. What are you going to do? I mean, and for me, there was no other thing that I would do, so no.
There's obvious things we can make more money doing. Obviously, there's a lot of jobs.
What a
we can
challenge
make.
That's been.
We can make more money, but I don't know about you, Hacks. I'll speak for myself. I love getting to almost every day, not every day, enjoy going into work and getting to talk about sports. I mean, I get into work in sports. That's what I wanted to do, and I get to do that, so it's a blessing. So, no, I would not change. I went to I was in journalism, too. They actually dropped the broadcast the first year I got to Tech. I didn't have that option. So it was just all journalism. I don't know that I needed that major for this.
You don't?
No, I know you don't need that. But I did learn a few things. And
well, I learned a ton, and I wouldn't trade it.
No.
But I would not change it.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't either. So thanks for the question. Loved how long that Leach would go off into long stories that had nothing to do with the question and end with, y'all got enough? He would do that. Bench warmers, is Leach a college football Hall of Famer?
Sure.
Well, Shelley responded, said he's 3 wins shy, I didn't know this, of their minimum win percentage of 600. But I do hope they make an exception.
Hmm.
In terms of impact to the college game, again, we've talked about it a ton, but...
Well, I'm looking at his coaching tree here.
Yeah, the coaching tree is what's amazing.
Lincoln Riley, Dave Aranda, Sonny Cumbie, Dana Holgerson, Seth Luttrell, Art Briles, Ken Wilson, Neil Brown, Josh Heupel, Eric Morris, Sonny Dykes, Cliff Kingsbury, Ruffin McNeil, and then you get to Wes Welker with assistants Bill Biedenbaugh. Who's at Oklahoma, Alex Grinch, Brandon Jones. I mean, it's just, we've all seen that picture, the team photo with the circles on
it. How many different
head
coaches there were on that list, yeah.
I mean, if that's a rule, then I guess not, but.
Yeah, they may make an exception.
When you look
that,
at, again, what I'm looking at here all day long, which is the entire football world, and even just fans of college football, he definitely got his fingerprints on it.
I can see Hex as a high finance guy wheeling and dealing. I can see you in the stock market.
Yeah, I've already failed at that, so I'm not going to be, yeah.
Sooner Lubbock says, does Tech honor Leach some way in for the bowl game? I haven't heard anything official, but I'd be shocked if there wasn't like at least a helmet sticker or something. Like that's usually how these things go. Maybe a jersey patch. I don't know. Haven't heard from Tech or the equipment department or anything like that, but my guess is yes. I mean, Tech's posted, given official statements. But I would definitely think they do honor Leach in some form or fashion. And my guess is you'll probably see it next season too. Like you'll probably see a patch or a helmet sticker of some sort to honor Leach for next year. But I don't know about what we've got coming up. Ooh, what are we? 15 days from now. Only 15 days out from kickoff of the Texas Bowl.
Question. That'll be fun to talk about one more game.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Just,
you know, break down Ole Miss a little bit, the attitudes a little bit, who wants to be there the most. I know it's going to be a great crowd game. Ole Miss always represents in bowl games. It'll be a great crowd game.
Yeah. Benchwarmers, which team at the top of the league for the Big 12, I'm assuming this is basketball, has the best chance to falter? So you and I did our tiers of 12, and we had the same top three teams there.
Falter.
You got to say Texas at this point, right? With what's going on?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Baylor lost to...
Because the fallout on that could just get devastating.
It could. Yeah, it could. And then you don't even really blame the team that much if they do. Who's Baylor lose to early?
I do think... That Texas is in pretty darn good hands with Rodney Terry. Again, a guy that was a coach at UTEP that has head coaching experience. But that's the answer.
That's the team that went to the tournament under Terry, right, at UTEP?
Did he?
Not last year, two. I mean, not
two. The year we went and scrimmaged them, they were good.
I thought they went one of those years. I could be wrong on that. I can check it. But I feel like Texas has got to be your answer there. Baylor lost the game early. They probably weren't supposed to, but Kansas feels like the most stable team right now, unfortunately. I don't like any of the three, but
I think this is going to be a particularly...
Chalky?
No. Team you hate for Kansas. With some of the personalities that are on there. And with the Kevin McCullough situation.
Yeah.
They're going to be easy to not like. Just let me tell you.
I can definitely... I won't have any trouble drubbing up some disdain for them. Should Tech finally pay Leach and honor him in some way on campus? Honor him, yes. I'll stay away from the pay him thing. Those two things can be separated in my mind. But I don't know. I guess part of that may be part of the family. What do you want people to write in your obituary? What do I care? I'm dead. Mike Leach. My kind of people. That was another Leach quote. Lindell Jeff says, 600 win minimum? That's like saying Hank Williams doesn't qualify for the Hall of Fame because his career was too short. No, 600
percentage.
Winning percentage. Yeah. I don't know that anybody's ever won 600 games in college football. That's a ton.
That's a bunch.
I don't think it's possible to win 600.
It's part of that 600-year contract.
Yeah. For Jeff Haxton, Jackson Frazier, I'm Choice Woodman. Thanks for hanging with us today. Bottom line's next on 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.